2 Kings chapter 9. Some of the prophets said to Elisha, "Look, the place where we meet with you is too cramped for us. Let's go to the Jordan. Each of us will get a log from there, and we will build a meeting place for ourselves here." He said, "Go." One of them said, "Please come along with your servants." He replied, "All right, I'll come." So he went with them. When they arrived at the Jordan, they started cutting down trees. As one of them was felling a log, the axe had dropped into the water, and he shouted, "Oh no, my master! It was borrowed." The prophet asked, "Where did it drop in?" When he showed him the spot, Elisha cut off a branch, threw it in at that spot, and made the axe head float. He said, "Lift it out." So he reached out his hand and grabbed it. Now the king of Syria was at war with Israel. He consulted his advisors, who said, "Invade at such and such a place." But the prophet sent this message to the king of Israel: "Make sure you don't pass through this place, because Syria is invading here." So the king of Israel sent a message to the place the prophet had pointed out, warning it to be on guard. This happened on several occasions. This made the king of Syria upset. So he summoned his advisors and said to them, "One of us must be helping the king of Israel." One of the advisors said, "No, my master, O king, the prophet Elisha, who lives in Israel, keeps telling the king the things you say in your bedroom." The king ordered, "Go, find out where he is, so I can send some men to capture him." The king was told, "He is in Dothan." So he sent horses and chariots there, along with a good-sized army. They arrived during the night and surrounded the city. The prophet's attendant got up early in the morning. When he went outside, there was an army surrounding the city, along with horses and chariots. He said to Elisha, "Oh no, my master, what will we do?" He replied, "Don't be afraid, for our side outnumbers them." Then Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes so he can see." The Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw that the hill was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As they approached him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, "Strike these people with blindness." The Lord struck them with blindness, as Elisha requested. Then Elisha said to them, "This is not the right road or city. Follow me, and I will lead you to the man you're looking for." He led them to Samaria. When they had entered Samaria, Elisha said, "O Lord, open their eyes so they can see." The Lord opened their eyes, and they saw that they were in the middle of Samaria. When the king of Israel saw them, he asked Elisha, "Should I strike them down, my master?" He replied, "Do not strike them down. You did not capture them with your sword or bow. So what gives you the right to strike them down? Give them some food and water, so they can eat and drink, and then go back to their master." So he threw a big banquet for them, and they ate and drank. Then he sent them back to their master. After that, no Syrian raiding parties again invaded the land of Israel. Later, King Ben-Hadad of Syria assembled his entire army and attacked and besieged Samaria. Samaria's food supply ran out. They laid siege to it so long that a donkey's head was selling for 80 shekels of silver and a quarter of cab of dove's droppings for 5 shekels of silver. While the king of Israel was passing by on the city wall, a woman shouted to him, "Help us, my master, O king!" He replied, "No, let the Lord help you. How can I help you? The threshing floor and wine press are empty." Then the king asked her, "What's your problem?" She answered, "This woman said to me, 'Hand over your son. We'll eat him today, and then eat my son tomorrow.' So we boiled my son and ate him. Then I said to her the next day, 'Hand over your son and we'll eat him,' but she hid her son." When the king heard what the woman said, he tore his clothes. As he was passing by on the wall, the people could see he was wearing sackcloth under his clothes. Then he said, "May God judge me severely if Elisha, son of Shaphat, still has his head by the end of the day." This reading is from the New English Translation, available online at Bible.org. To find out more information about the podcast, visit us online at thebiblepodcast.org. There you can leave comments on specific readings, find out how you can contribute a chapter, or get information about supporting the podcast financially. Thank you for listening.